Next patient is this guy named Jason Joseph, JOSEPH, Moki, MOAKE. Chief complaint, rectal bleed. Number two, history of atrial fibrillation. Number three, status post evaluation by a specialist. Number four, noncompliance. Number five, penile candidiasis. Number six, blood sugars are still elevated. Joseph is a 50-year-old gentleman who comes in today for follow-up of mouth medical issues. He was seen by the GI specialist. He's scheduled for EGD and colonoscopy because he had issues with GI bleed on Eliquis. He's upset because they wouldn't do laser surgery on his hemorrhoids. I asked him to let me see his hemorrhoids. He says he doesn't have one now, but he comes and goes, and he wants to see a proctologist because they can do hemorrhoid surgery before it happens again, in quotation. The GI specialist is scheduled him for banding during the colonoscopy, but he does not want that. So we're going to refer him to a proctologist regarding this issue. As far as his blood sugar is concerned, he's not taking his Amaryl as was prescribed. His blood sugar is elevated. Because the blood sugar is elevated, he's got penile candidiasis. He's off the Eliquis till we get his GI workup completed, and he's taking his amiodarone. Does not appear to be in atrial fibrillation. His blood pressure is working. Medication is working, his blood pressure is stable. We had a long discussion about staying on the program and doing exactly things as we talk about. I gave him a copy of his medication list, which states, take the metformin 1,000 milligram in the morning, 500 in the evening, and the Amaryl four times a day. But for some reason, he's still not following those instructions. He's alert, he's awake, he's not in any distress, he's not having any GI bleed, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. Medication, see my list. Allergy, none. Social, he does drink. He's trying to cut back. He doesn't smoke. Review of system as above. COVID immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. That's ours. Social, we talked about family history, no colon cancer, reported positive for diabetes, positive for aortic aneurysm. He's alert, he's awake. You're welcome, ma'am. He weighs 218 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 16, 70, 117 over 74, heart positive, compulsive to lungs, clear, have himself, make sure that this can show. We're on the coast with time. Number one, candidiasis rash over the tip of his penis. He's been using some kind of steroid cream. I told him not to use that. Use nystatin. Number two, refill lisinopril. Number three, remember to take the Amaryl twice a day. Number four, noncompliance. Number five, will not take medication as prescribed. Number six, continue with metformin 500 milligram twice a day. Number seven, he received the prescription for amiodarone 200 milligram, number 90. Number 8, he received the prescription for lisinopril 20 milligram, number 90. Next number, he's to come back in September for blood work. Next number, he's taking some kind of a testosterone booster. Next number, diabetes out of control. Next number, referred to proctologist. Next number, has seen the GI doctor because of GI bleed on Eliquis, is scheduled for EGD and colonoscopy. Next time, there's no further bleeding at this time. Next time, there's findings discussed with patient at length. We're leaving the office. Thank you.